And my daddy was a sawmill man, and then I was a sawmill man. Mm-hmm. Now I want to tell you, show you and had a different change in one man's time or in his lifetime. When I went into the logging, I logged a big team of mules. Yoke of cattle first. Mm-hmm. What you call yoke steers? You've seen them. Yeah. Well, I logged them. Then I went from that to a team of mules or a big team of horses. Then I went from that to a John Deere crawler. Uh-huh. Now that's the three different. Now I done all three of them. Exactly. I logged the yoke cattle, then I logged the team of mules or horses. Then my last was a John Deere.
Is that right? Four different kinds of things. Yeah, sure. Right. How long ago were they still using oxen?
I ain't seen yoke oxen, and I could. It's been 20 years, yeah.
But you think as late as 1950 they were still using
I think there were some, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I used to break them, buy me up and work them myself, break them and work them.
Uh-huh. Were they kind of wild at first?
Or some of them were. Some of them would kick you, run away with you, uh-huh. Just do my anything. Uh-huh. You got them tamed.
They were awfully big, too. I mean, they're hard to handle. How long do those oxen live?
Oh,
as long as a horse?
I guess so, yeah. They don't pull, they push a load.
What did you say? I think you put it.
Yeah. They got what they call a push bone up here on top of their neck, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that bone goes around their neck. And they don't pull a load, they push it.
Uh-huh.
But still, you call it pulling. And,
but actually they're pushing on that bar, huh?
Uh-huh.
I see. When you take, let's say 100 pounds of potatoes, what would you call that thing that you put them in? You know, big, heavy, big, loosely woven.
The sack?
Yeah.
Potato sack?
Potato sack, or what else might?
Well, it's called bag, mm-hmm. Potato bag.
Now, is that the same thing they call a toe sack, or?
Yeah, toe sack. They ain't got no more toe sacks much. They make them out of plastic.
But you thought when they were made of that loosely woven stuff, they were called that.
Yeah.
And how about the ones made of paper?
Well, paper bags were what they call them.
Now, do they ever, in this part of the country, call them poke?
Yeah.
In through here.
Poke. That's what they used to call them, poke.
Yeah.
Now they call them bags and containers and I don't know what all.
Okay. Now, did you have a mill? How close was the mill for grinding? Did you have a mill of your own, or
we had a building. We had a corn mill in it, you know. Share your corn, take it, and pour it up in a hopper, and had an engine. We used to run an old big steam engine.
Uh-huh.
We farted with wood.
Uh-huh. For the corn mill.
For the corn mill, threshing wheat, too.
I see.
And put it with a yoke of oxen. Two yokes to the threshing machine, and maybe two yokes to the big engine.
Uh-huh.
Well, there wasn't, they call them traction engines after they got them sort of pull ourselves, you know.
Uh-huh.
But back when we first started, you had to pull them with yoke cattle.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, was the amount of meal that you take to the mill at one time, or the amount of corn you
about take? A bushel,
uh-huh.
And they told it they'd take out a gallon for toll for grinding it.
I see. Did you ever would you call that a they take 1 gallon? That was what they.
That was a toll box.
Uh-huh.
The toll box. They held a gallon. They pour it up in the hopper, and then they'd get the toll box and get them out of. A gallon of corn and put it in over in their bin, you know, and then they grind the put it back in the sack for you and you're ready to go home.